to SER 107.3. It's that time of the week where the man who knows about movies chats to us. Movies with Michael. Michael Jones, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm good.
It feels like the Midnight Express scene from The Cable Guy at the moment. I'm looking at you through glass.
It's can you hear that? It sounds like we're on a synthesizer.
It does a bit. I'll just turn you down a bit. I think it might be a bit of feedback coming from my headphones. But we've got three movies to talk about today. One's a musical, one's an action comedy, one's a small Brazilian indie drama.
Quite the variety.
Quite the variety. So we better get into it. I'll start with In the Heights. Possibly the only actor you might recognise in this film is Jimmy Smith, but he's possibly the most ordinary singer and definitely the worst dancer in the entire cast. The film also stars Anthony Ramos, Melissa Barrera, Leslie Grace, Corey Hawkins, and Olga Merides. It's directed by John M. Chu, who did Crazy Rich Asians a few years ago. Now, this film is based on the stage musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. In the Heights, it's the story of the Latin American community that live in Washington Heights, a neighborhood in the uppermost part of Manhattan. Usnavi, played by Ramos, runs a convenience store but dreams of setting up a beachside bar in his native Dominican Republic. He's in love with Vanessa, played by Barrera, who dreams of being a fashion designer. Kevin, played by Schmitz, is busting his ass with his limo business to put daughter Anna Rosario through an Ivy League college. But she's just dropped out, and she's also in love with one of his drivers. Oh, no.
I couldn't watch this one. I can't do musicals.
But if you can do musicals, you'll love it. This driver, he's Benny. He's played by Hawkins. Of course, Abuela Claudia, played by Meredes, is the heart and soul of the community.
Oh, my God. If people could see your hand actions.
Well, there's plenty of hand actions in this film, too. So here we have upwardly mobile, aspirational working class migrants, some not entirely legal. Community full of hopes, dreams, and passions, all ripe fodder for a pretty spectacular musical, which comes off partly as a love letter to America for allowing these people to build their dreams, and also as a big middle finger to Donald Trump's America that could potentially crush them. I was quite surprised to find this musical had actually first been performed on Broadway back in 2008. The content of this musical seemed very much of the last 4 years or so.
Yeah.
Look, if you do love musicals, obviously this one's not for you, but if you do love them and particularly loved Hamilton, you won't be disappointed by this spectacular, colourful, uplifting film. It is called In the Heights, that contains many large-scale song and dance sequences reminiscent of the old Busby Berkeley musicals of many, many years ago, albeit with a modern Latin rhythm. Maybe a little bit too long for younger kids. In the Heights will take musical lovers to the highest of heights. This feel-good film really soars.
Shut up!
Let's move on to the hitman's wife's bodyguard. Did you watch the trailer for this one?
I watched the trailer for this one.
Yes.
This is more my speed.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised? Stars Samuel L. Jackson, Ryan Reynolds, Salma Hayek, Antonio Banderas hamming it up with bleach blonde hair as a Greek supervillain, and Richard E. Grant in a pretty hilarious cameo as a client of Reynolds, Michael Bryce. This one's directed again by Patrick Hughes, who did the original Hitman's Bodyguard and The Expendables 3. This is a sequel to the fairly unmemorable Hitman's Bodyguard from 2017. Former bodyguard Michael Bryce, played by Reynolds, is still trying to recover from events of the first film at a resort in Italy when he gets pulled back in by Sonia, played by Salma Hayek, to help her rescue husband Darius Kincaid Jackson, said hitman from the first film, who has somehow managed to get himself kidnapped by a bunch of baddies led by Aristotle Papadopoulos, played by Antonio Banderas.
Oh, stop it.
Of course, they're planning on bringing the EU to its knees. But this ridiculous plot isn't really important here. It's really a menage a trois buddy action comedy with Salma Hayek's psychopathic foul-mouthed sexpot but desperately wanting to be a mother, Sonia Kincaid, definitely the dominant third wheel. It's all pretty mindless, tongue-in-cheek action and banter, definitely a step up from the first film in the franchise. Now, that's not very difficult as the first film set a fairly low bar and I can't even remember what it was about. The combination of Reynolds and Jackson, even though it felt like Jackson was pretty much just going through the Samuel L. Jackson motions at times, is sure to be a hit with easy-to-please audiences like yourself and does deliver one or two killer one-liners. But it's also nice to see Salma Hayek and Antonio Banderas on screen together for the first time since 1995's Desperado, and they're also great comedy talent. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard has definitely reloaded with some powerful ammunition after the original, which admittedly wasn't great, but it is on target for box office success.
I don't know whether to be offended or whether you're having a dig at me, but that is, I think in these current times, that's a nice, like, light candy floss for your brain movie.
And maybe it's a good thing that we're in separate studios so you can't hit me. We'll move on to the final film, Three Summers, or Três Verões.
Really good.
This is a beautiful little film. It's a Brazilian film. It stars Regina Case. You'll have to forgive my Brazilian pronunciation. I have no idea.
Sorry, Brazil.
Not Brazil. Well, they speak Portuguese in this film. Portuguese pronunciation. It stars Regina Case, Otavio Mula, Giselle Freis, Rogério Freis, and it's written and directed by Sandra Cogut, who made Campo Grande in 2015. This multi-award-winning Brazilian film is the story of Mada, played by Casey. It's made over three successive summers. Mada is the head housekeeper for a super wealthy Brazilian family who live in a big house outside Rio de Janeiro. She's a much-loved member of the household, but is constantly reminded of her place in the grand scheme of things. She's actually asked her boss to go guarantor on a loan so she can buy some land of her own so she can open a kiosk, but he's always keeping her waiting. He's also often using her mobile phone for some mysterious reason that we eventually do find out why. His wife is always belittling her, despite the fact that without her, the household would be a complete shambles. Yeah. So next summer, the boss and his wife have suddenly disappeared. They're actually on the run from Brazilian authorities. Never saw that one coming. Well, Mada certainly didn't. And even though she's been implicated in her boss's criminality with all the borrowing of the phone, she doesn't miss a beat and continues to care for her boss's elderly father, who they've just left behind, and goes about making the best of life with all the resourcefulness and good nature that she can muster. It seems that nothing can break the spirit of this amazing woman. Now, Regina Casey is brilliant in this film. She dominates every scene that she's in. And while her character seems indestructibly optimistic, happy and resourceful for most parts, there's a scene later in the film that demonstrates Casey's complete range of skills. She really is just a tremendous actress to watch. It's a great performance from this woman. Her character is also a metaphor, I guess, for Brazil's millions of poor working class people constantly screwed over by the rich, yet unbreakable in their spirit and will to overcome all tragedies and hardships to ultimately succeed. Three Summers will definitely give you a warm glow. And if you are game to go to a cinema to watch it, I have one, count them, one double pass, in-season double pass to give away. Just be the first person to email Michael at 2ser.com and I'll mail it to you today.
Can I win that?
If you're the first person to email me and you're a 2SER subscriber.
My husband is. I need to tell him to quickly get on the job.
Email Michael at 2SER.com to win that one in-season double pass.
I liked the variety. I don't necessarily like the insults about my movie-watching choices. But Movies with Michael, as always, thank you so much.
Pleasure.